This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of San Juanita Gonzalez. Date of birth, March the 18th, 1975. Case ID number is 466-0195. Date of exam, March the 16th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022. Identifying information. This is a 47-year-old separated female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of non-insulin dependent mellitus, diabetes, high blood pressure, comma, osteoarthritis slash rheumatoid arthritis slash peripheral artery disease slash lupus, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, insomnia slash depression slash anxiety, comma, sleep apnea, comma, and herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine times three. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2011, where she worked as a CNA for 8 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her children, and she's not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Number two, high blood pressure. Number three, osteoarthritis slash rheumatoid arthritis slash peripheral artery disease slash lupus. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. Number five, insomnia slash depression slash anxiety. Number six, sleep apnea. And number seven, herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine times three. History of allegations, number one, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2020, she started to have symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 30 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease, but she does have diabetic polyneuropathy of her feet and hands. The claimant checks her blood glucose 4 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 100 to 150 milligrams slash TL. Her blood glucose level today was 120 milligrams slash DL. She states that she has had it as low as 40 milligrams DL and as high as 500 milligrams slash DL. At the present time, she's on oral medications of glyburide 5 milligrams QD. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 6.7, which is well controlled. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2020, she was having frontal headaches, which she had been having for 1 year, and blurred vision. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident, as well as no nephropathy. Her blood pressure reading at this time was 146 over 96 mmHg. And she is presently taking lisinopril 10 milligrams QD. She states that her blood pressure is probably high because she feels a lot of aches and pains. Allegation number three, osteoarthritis slash rheumatoid arthritis slash systemic lupus erythematosus slash peripheral artery disease. The claimant states that in 2022, she was diagnosed with osteoarthritis slash rheumatoid arthritis slash systemic lupus erythematosus and peripheral artery disease. She states x-rays and blood tests were performed to confirm her diagnosis. However, I do not have medical records to confirm this. She denies any fractures, surgeries, but did receive a steroid injection into her right knee. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the evening. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb two steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or button her clothes at this time. The claimant has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Munoz. The claimant states the only physical activity she does is walking a little bit. At the present time, the claimant is on ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID, Celebrex 200 milligrams QD, gabapentin 100 milligrams QHS, and cyclobenzaprine 5 milligrams QHS, which she states does help her condition a little bit. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis / rheumatoid arthritis / systemic lupus erythematosus and peripheral artery disease, which has not been confirmed with medical records. Allegation number 4, increased cholesterol level. The claimant states that since 2020, she has had a high cholesterol level. She denies having a myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. She is presently taking atorvastatin 10 milligrams QHS and states that her cholesterol level is fairly well controlled at this time. Her condition appears to be stable. Allegation number 5, insomnia / depression / anxiety. The claimant states that in 2020, she was diagnosed with insomnia / depression / anxiety. She states that she suffers from insomnia, anxiety, depression, crying spells, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, decreased ability to focus on what she's doing, episodes of anger, and periods where she eats out of control, secondary to depression. The claimant also suffers from panic attacks. She is presently separated from her husband, and he does not help with child support or with the finances, and her children are having to work. She states that she has had suicidal ideation and has tried to attempt suicide by cutting her wrist. The claimant is on Effexor 75 milligrams POQD, but has not taken any other medications at this time. Allegations number 6, sleep apnea. The claimant states that in 2022, she was having allergies and was diagnosed with sleep apnea. She states that she's able to walk one block, climb two steps, but sometimes has shorter breath when she's talking or with seasonal changes. She denies any history of smoking. She has never been to emergency room, hospitalized, or intubated for her condition. She is presently on no inhalers, steroids, oxygen, or any other medications for sleep apnea. She has no CPAP machine at home, but was diagnosed with sleep apnea. Her oxygen saturation at this visit was 97%, which is normal. Allegations number 7, herniated disc times 3 of the lumbar sacral spine. The claimant states that in 2019, she was in a motor vehicle accident and sustained a lumbar sacral back injury. She states the character of the pain is a sharp pain located in the lumbar sacral spine area that does not radiate to any other part of her body. No surgeries have been performed. An MRI was performed, which stated that she had 3 herniated discs. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head, but not being able to bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Munoz. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, and walking a little bit around the yard. As noted earlier, her physician was Dr. Munoz, and she has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. She is presently on various medications for pain, which she states does give her relief. She is presently on ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID, Celebrex 200 milligrams QD, gabapentin 100 milligrams QHS, and cyclobenzaprine 5 milligrams QHS. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back, herniated disc times 3, and lumbargo. Family history: the father died at the age of 74 from septic shock. He also had peripheral artery disease and a history of coronary artery bypass surgery times 3 of the heart. The mother died at the age of 43 from ovarian cancer and pulmonary emboli. She also has a brother who had a coronary artery bypass surgery times 3 as well. Medications: celostazole 50 milligrams QD for peripheral artery disease, ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID, atorvastatin 10 milligrams QHS, Celebrex 200 milligrams QD, pantoprazole sodium 40 milligrams QD, gabapentin 100 milligrams QHS, lisinopril 10 milligrams QD, glyburide 5 milligrams QD, cyclobenzaprine 5 milligrams QHS. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, osteoarthritis / rheumatoid arthritis / systemic lupus erythematosus / peripheral artery disease, comma, insomnia / anxiety / depression, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, morbid obesity, comma, lumbar sacral back herniated disc times 3, comma, and sleep apnea. Major surgeries: cholecystectomy in 2003. Social history: the claimant denies any tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking, comma, alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any history of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 90.5 Fahrenheit. Weight: 279 pounds. Height: 5 feet 4 inches, BP 146 over 96 mmHg, heart rate 95 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 97%, BMI 48, general. This is a 47-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision: OD uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 10 feet. Pinhole: the claimant is able to count fingers at 10 feet. Corrected is 20 over 30. OS uncorrected is 20 over 200. Pinhole is 20 over 70. Corrected is 20 over 20. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 200. Binocular corrected is 20 over 20. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese and physical examination was difficult. Could you please drop down to neurological on the first page? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was depressed for the time and somewhat anxious. She had mildly decreased clear thought processes and her memory was fair. Concentration was fair and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. The claimant did present with a right wrist brace for support of her right hand where she states she feels numbness, which could be due secondary to possible carpal tunnel syndrome. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially of her hands and of both knees. The claimant did present with some swelling, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted, except for the knee area. The claimant did have crepitous knees, especially of the left side. There was normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. However, the claimant was only able to flex 100 degrees secondary to obesity. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant did have some moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, and was able to walk at a normal tandem rate, but with some difficulty. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam, grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was normal to light touch. Pinprick and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control was normal bilaterally. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the right shoulder, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially at the left knee, where there is a crepitous sensation with range of motion. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk with some difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +4/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual field, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to osteoarthritis / rheumatoid arthritis / lupus, which appears to be mild at this time. And morbid obesity. Probable diagnoses: non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus - being treated at this time with medications. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 6.7, which is very well controlled. Allegation number 2, hypertension - being treated with medications at this time. Her blood pressure was 146/96 mmHg. The claimant states that she was in pain, and this reading is borderline high. She appears to be fairly well controlled with her blood pressure as well. Number 3, osteoarthritis / rheumatoid arthritis / peripheral artery disease / systemic lupus erythematosus, being treated with multiple medications, appears to be very mild and but stable at this time. Number 4, hypercholesterolemia, being treated at this time, appears to be fairly well controlled. Number 5, insomnia / depression / anxiety, being treated with Effexor. And the claimant appears to be doing fairly well with her medication. Number 6, sleep apnea, not being treated at this time. Oxygen saturation is 97%. The claimant probably has sleep apnea secondary to obstruction, secondary to morbid obesity. Number 7, history of herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine times 3 - normal physical exam at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of San Juanita Gonzalez.